Well, sunny in terms of the political climate. Well, it's kind of hard to say. I was at a rally on Saturday, and that was quite exciting. We had kind of a truck rally that went from Langley all the way downtown, and then we circled around downtown. And so people gathered around the corner of Robson and Burrard. So I was right in the heart of Vancouver there. So we had about 3 or 4,000 people there cheering away and the
Wonderful.
walking. So it was very festive. Now, 3 or 4,000 people doesn't sound like a whole lot compared to what's going on in Ottawa and other cities, but Vancouver, people don't tend to get out for these things as much as in other cities. They're not quite as politically active. So that's kind of like the nature of Vancouver itself. But generally, I haven't really talked to very many people over the week. There are people here who are all for the freedom. That's for sure. But there's still a handful of people who are just politically unaware of what's really going on. And that's, I find that quite disturbing.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's the same problem here in the U.S. too. But people, I think, are waking up. And Conrad, you're really leading the charge, my friend. Go ahead, Saskia. Yeah.
Also wir haben jetzt schon hier aus Vancouver. Ich glaube, den hatten wir letzte Woche schon in der anderen Radioshow mit dabei. Und war kurz die Frage, wie es dort vor Ort aussieht. Also ich glaube, am Wochenende waren 3.000 bis 4.000 Menschen zusammengekommen. Es ist eben nicht zu vergleichen mit Ottawa, aber es ist auch da was los. Was aber auffällt, dass viele Menschen gar nicht wissen, was eigentlich gerade läuft. Also sie sind nicht informiert größtenteils über das, was passiert, beziehungsweise bekommen sie falsche Informationen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Conrad, I wanted to ask you, please stay on. John, I want to get
Sure.
you on this. Conrad, what's the have you been harassed by the police at all, or what's how's that going? I heard that police were confiscating gasoline cans from the truckers last night in Ottawa, but apparently they've stopped.
Well, I think they confiscated a little bit. From what I understand, it was fuel that is marked that hadn't paid taxes on it, and some farmers were trying to help out and give out fuel, but without realizing maybe that they should have been bringing us clear diesel that it had tax had been paid on it. So some of that was confiscated, but we've had actually really good support from the police. About 3 days ago, we did a convoy through a rural area in the little town surrounding Ottawa, and tremendous support to the police, helping to conduct the convoy and to some places drop block traffic so we can come through. But we got smiles, we got waves, we got thumbs up from the police. They have families and children as well, a lot of them, and we get actually a lot of support from a lot of them. And if they're true to their oath is to protect our rights and freedoms and to obey lawful orders. So a lot of the police are on our side. They want freedom as much as we do.
Fantastic.
Die Frage an Ted war jetzt, wie verhält sich denn so mit der Polizei und auch, dass sie eben letzte Nacht irgendwie nach Benzin abgeknapst haben oder irgendwie einbehalten haben oder zurückgeholt haben. Das soll gar nicht so dramatisch gewesen sein. Also was Konrad sagt, ist, dass die Polizei sehr unterstützend dabei ist, denn sie selbst haben auch Familien und Kinder und sie haben ihren Eid abgelegt dafür, für die Rechte einzustehen und für Freiheit einzustehen. Und sie scheinen sich mit hinter die Trucker zu stellen und das Volk zu stellen. Also sie werden auch ihnen wird zugewunken von der Polizei, ihnen wird zu gut zugesprochen. Also es sieht wohl gut aus.
Wow, that's incredible. John, I want to go to you in Vancouver briefly. There's been no in Conrad, I don't think there's been any reports of any violence at all. I mean, you have millions of people in Ottawa and millions of people are mobilized around the country and supporting you, but not one instance of violence at all. Nothing. And nothing at all.
Yeah, that was what the fellow that stopped and mentioned the contrast between Canada Day and now. It was, he said there's no violence, that things are clean, and people are happy and respectful and having a good time. And but that's the key to this whole revolution. We our weapons are truth and love, and if we're peaceful and we stand with the truth and love people. It'll be a movement. As long as we get numbers, it'll be a movement that cannot be stopped. government and the city would love to spark some violence or implement some kind of violence so they could use it as an excuse to take harsh measures. But people here are not succumbing to it. So, you know, I think any violence that erupts is going to be like a false flag type of operation where they instigate it and, you know, have people pretending to be truckers that aren't and causing problems. But the people that are here are peaceful. They're truthful. They love each other. And we're not violent, and we're not going to be violent, but we're not going to back down from the truth. We're not going to let the government deceive us. We're not going to let the government get away with what they've been doing.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. John, have you been seeing the same pattern in Vancouver among the people there? Everyone is like a big party and people are working together.
Pretty much, the rally on Saturday that we had where I was, it was totally fine, peaceful. Everybody was happy. We had a few counter protesters there, but they were only about maybe half a dozen of them walking around, and they were kind of isolated. However, though, we did have some problems at the beginning of the rally in Langley, and it was counter protesters, people who were pro mandate and all that kind of stuff. And they
really are people like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I know people who are pro mandate. I don't understand it, but there were
they were probably paid. Yeah,
probably paid. I would think so. Yeah. So, anyways, there was a bit of a standoff on the route heading downtown. Now, it was a video produced by somebody by the name of Dan Hicks, Anyways, called Press for Truth. And so I watched that when I got home, and I had no idea this was going on, but there was a standoff somewhere along the route. And at first the cops wouldn't do anything. Then it looked like the cops were supporting the counter protesters. Then finally the cops took the counter protesters out of the way, and then they roll on. But there was tense for about, I don't know how long, maybe about half an hour there.
Right. I'm getting the message. Those were fake. I mean, they were paid off. I think they did have something like that in Ottawa too. I read about it, but it wasn't much. I don't know, a couple people, that was it. So anyway, go ahead, Saskia.
Yeah, also wir hatten noch mal kurz gesprochen, was sehr auffällig ist, dass wir haben Millionen mehr von Menschen, die jetzt im ganzen Land unterwegs sind, aber keine Gewalt. Nirgendwo ist irgendetwas bisher passiert. Es gibt ein paar Leute, die bezahlt werden, um ein bisschen Unruhe zu stiften, aber die Leute lassen sich davon nicht mehr beeindrucken. Und das ist generell der Grund dieser ganzen Bewegung, es ist friedlich ist und dass die Menschen zusammenkommen. Und John hat jetzt noch mal ein bisschen erklärt, also er hat so ein bisschen was erlebt gehabt, aber auch hier war zu erkennen, dass das bezahlte Leute waren, die versuchen und sollen Unruhe stiften, damit man einen Grund findet, um das Ganze irgendwo aufzulösen. Aber das wird nicht gelingen. Die Leute steigen nicht mehr drauf ein.
Interesting. Conrad, tell me, how cold is it there? 50 below zero or what? What's it like?
Well, it was very cold when we arrived last week, a little over a week ago. And but today it's actually a very sunny, warm day. It's probably right near the freezing level. It's a very pleasant day. Sun is shining. It's beautiful, actually.
Good. I talked to some psychic friends of mine, last night, and we were all sending warmth to you last night. So I'm glad the weather's warmed up today. Yeah, so you wouldn't be too cold.
John hat gerade gefragt, wie das Wetter vor Ort ist. Also letzte Woche war es noch sehr kalt, und heute ist ein sehr, sehr schöner Tag, so um die 0 Grad und sehr, sehr sonnig. Und Ted hat gerade gesagt, dass er sich letzte Nacht mit anderen Hellsehern zusammengetan hat, und sie haben Wärme gesendet, und es ist angekommen.
John, do you have any questions for our dear friend Conrad in Ottawa?
Yes, Conrad, regarding the gas issue there, I was watching a live stream, Viva Fry, this morning.
Okay.
And so he was talking to somebody there who said that, now, I don't know if this is true or not, but the police stopped confiscating the fuel, the gasoline or diesel, because the governor general stepped in. and said, no, this is illegal. You can't do that. I mean, you can't step in and confiscate the fuel. Now, excellent. I don't know if that's true or not, but I was really surprised to hear that. Did he hear anything about the Governor General stepping in?
I didn't, but it'd be the right thing to do if that's what he did, you know, because, you know, it, you know, the government cannot just confiscate private property just without cause. And when they do, it's, you know, it's illegal.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah. So I was really surprised to hear that. So I can't confirm that. I was only in an interview. I saw on a live stream. So I would be really interested to find out if that was true or not. Because that's pretty, you know, it's funny that the Governor General hasn't even stepped in at all during the last 2 years. And she's.
Yeah. Well, I think even the politicians are seeing the tide turn now.
Yeah.
And if they're going to continue to stay in office and drink their coffee and eat their donuts, they're going to have to help the people out. So.
Okay. Yeah, true.
You know,
coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
We really believe the battle's already won, but it's just the details that have to be worked out. You know, we need representative government. You know, we cannot accept the system the way it is. The schools so corrupt, you know, teaching lies to the children, and you know, the whole our whole system here has to be rebuilt from the grassroots on up, to be representative of what the people are and what they want.
Yeah, it's the same in Washington State where I'm from, and we have a lot of problems here. The local schools basically teach pedophilia. They have sex education starting at age 7 in our schools. Yeah. They show graphic pornographic pictures of little kids, and then they also have critical race theory, which is
we can't accept any of that, because, you know, we need to teach children the truth, and the truth is, you know, science and mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4, and, you know, boys are boys and girls are girls, and we need to teach truth and values to children.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, there's a lot of things need to be changed. Well, I'm so proud of you, and the Galactics are so proud of you, Conrad, that you're showing, and Mark, you're all showing the way for the new world to come about. And they said that they couldn't help us as much as they wanted to before, until we stood up. And now that you've stood up, other people will, you're blazing the way. Now, I've seen that there's a convoy in Australia, New Zealand, Budapest, Belgium, where else?
In Germany, they are going to, there was a call out 2 days ago to all the truckers.
Excellent.
In Vienna also.
Mm-hmm. Austria also.
Austria, wunderbar. Wunderbar, yeah. Yeah, I think the whole thing's going to, it's like dominoes falling. It's going to be that the house of cards is all going to fall down.
Yeah. Well, courage is contagious, and when one person stands up, the person on each side sees that, and they gain courage from it. Mm-hmm. So the more of us that stand up, the more people will take courage from that and join the stand for truth.
Yeah, that's right. Ever shined a light in a basement where there's a large rats there? They all scatter when the light comes, and it's kind of like, you know, they will be doing that. Yeah. You know, they'll be slithering away. So, I know in Germany, Saskia, I thought, is she still your prime minister? We don't hear anything. I mean, what's, you know, get off track here, but.
I don't think so. I have no ideas what they're doing, how is now they're doing what. I have no idea.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't care less.
yeah. I know. John, you probably have some interesting tidbits to talk about your own premier in British Columbia.
Yeah, well, I haven't really been following too much about him. I've been following more about what's happening in Alberta because of the standoff at the border.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. Yeah, that'd be good. And John, if you could speak up a little bit, my friend.
Okay, sure. Yeah, how's that?
That's better. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyways, Jason Kenney is the premier of Alberta. And what's happening there is we have this big standoff at the Montana-Alberta border now.
Right.
And it's all started off with the truckers. And then the farmers joined in with tractors, and then cowboys joined in with their horses. It's really quite a scene. It was a beautiful scene, let me tell you. So anyways, the truckers' demands were, well, Jason Kenney has just been flip-flopping back and forth like crazy. Like first he says, okay, oh no, we won't lock down. And a few weeks later he locks down. Then he'll say, oh no, we won't have any passports. And then sure enough, he does. So he can't be trusted at all.
Right.
He's obviously corrupt. And a couple of, so he kicked out a few people out of his caucus because they were speaking out. And so right now the truckers are asking the rest of the MLAs that are in caucus to abandon the party, to walk out of the party. Non-confidence vote. What happened there?
Okay. Are you doing okay, Conrad?
Yeah, I just had to start the truck. We're going to leave here shortly. So,
okay.
So sorry for the background noise there.
Oh, that's okay. Honk as much as you want.
Drive more authenticity to the whole program here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the sound of freedom, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, Conrad, I don't want to hold you too long. You've been so kind to join us today. Are there some final words you'd like to give my listeners around the world?
Well, there actually is, the Bible, Galatians 5, verse 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, but do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. God made us to be free. We have to stand up for the truth and the free.
Yeah, right. Oh, beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, John, if you want to stay on for a few more minutes, I've got a short segment on the Alberta situation on a whole bunch of horses arriving at the border to further blockade the border there as well. That's the one, Gerhard, that says, I believe it says, these people won't run out of diesel. They won't need diesel because they're of course galloping their horses to the border. But anyway, Conrad, I don't want to keep you, but I appreciate you so much for coming on today. Thank you, my friend. And you've got the world behind you. You've got the whole world behind you. And Mahatma Gandhi's here, too. And he's got your back, along with Presidents Washington, Kennedy, Jefferson, John Quincy Adams, Dwight D. Eisenhower, you name it. They're there. And they all believe in what you're doing, my friend. And matter of fact, I think I'll send you some money today too. So we're all in this together, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, Conrad. Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
Let me write down your number, because what I'll do is, if you don't mind, I'll call you from time to time to get some updates. So
sure.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe next Saturday, huh? Let me know what's going on. Anything happens, I'll text you my info. You can contact me, and you're welcome on my show anytime.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, Conrad. Bless you, my friend. Godspeed from George Washington. Yeah,
thank you.
Bye. Okay, my friend. Bye-bye. Bye. Godspeed is an 18th century term that President Washington would say to the troops at Valley Forge and fighting the British. He would say, Godspeed. Nice man.
Wow. So, what does it mean?
Godspeed. That may God be with you. To speed
may
you.
God
mind.
Be with you. Godspeed. Wow.
Yeah. So that's what when I contacted him, I think it was last year, he came through and used that term. And I for a minute, I paused and I said, well, that's not from this century. He said, no, silly, because I'm from the 18th century. And I thought, okay, all right. You know, we all have our little slang terms.
It happens. Of course, this is normal. From this century, I'm from future, I'm from the past. It's okay. Oh, nice. It was nice to listen to Conrad.
Oh, yeah, very loving man. Gerhard, were you able to find that segment? It's only about I sent you three segments, my friend, and this one's about a minute, and it's about these people won't need diesel or something. It's, if you don't mind.
Was it the first segment?
Ich weiß das nicht, aber einen Moment bitte. I can tell you here. Hold on.
The truckers' protest turns into anti-Trudeau movement. The second.
Okay.
No, you mean the segment with the horses?
Yeah. Okay.
Horses. That's it. The segment with the horses. That'd be great. Okay. I just want to show that. Thanks. Love your comments on that, John, after we play. It's only about a minute long.
But for all the listeners, there will be no comments on it. Just a little bit. I know this. Habt ihr was gesagt in der Zwischenzeit?
Bitte?
Habt ihr was gesagt?
Nee.
Okay.
Also ich habe nur kurz erklärt, um was es hier geht, aber...
Also, nein, in dem Moment, wo wir das abgespielt haben, hat man deine Stimme nicht gehört.
Ah, okay.
Ja, das ist jetzt... Also da wurde deins unterdrückt sozusagen jetzt leider.
Okay.
Aber du kannst...
Soll ich jetzt nochmal kurz wiederholen?
Ja, vielleicht kannst du auch noch vorher sagen, für alle Hörer, die jetzt das nicht sehen können, diese Videos, die eingespielt werden, wo kann man diesen Facebook-Stream jetzt auch anschauen?
Also anschauen kann man es unter Out of This World Radio. Auf Facebook Out of This World Radio.
Mhm. Das ist richtig, ja.
Und dort kann man sich das jetzt mit anschauen. Wie gesagt, ein Video über Alberta, wo hier nicht nur die Trucker unterwegs sind, sondern auch die Farmer auf Traktoren und Pferden. Also das Video ist jetzt eben mit, wo wir die ganzen Pferde
sehen. Yeah, it's playing that now. John, love your comment on that, my friend.
It's really quite a scene there, because you have horses, tractors, and trucks. Now, it was interesting, the truckers said that, you know, or like apparently the MLAs in Alberta, they're kind of with the convoy there with the blockade. They want to change things, but they're too chicken to step out of the party. And so anyways, they've asked the MLAs, please, you know, get some courage, grow a pair, and abandon the party. So Jason Kenney would be all by himself, and then you can call on confidence vote and take down the government. And so I think, this is Conrad said, all it takes is one or two to do that. Then all the rest will join, I think. You know, so I would expect, I think that'll happen probably sometime this week.
Well, yeah, I think things are going to move even faster than we thought possible. Mm-hmm. And I know the Ascension timeline has been moved up quickly as a result. Yeah, it's been moved up really, really quickly as a result. I don't see Trudeau lasting more than 4 weeks. No. Mm-hmm. He'll be lucky if he lasts that long, to be honest.
Yeah, well, he has a bad reputation internationally now. I sent you a video of the Indian ambassador to Canada. He made a little video, and he was basically criticizing Trudeau for being so hypocritical, because when he was in India, there was a big farming protest there, and the government was clamping down on the farming protest. And Trudeau spoke out saying, oh, no, you shouldn't speak. You shouldn't repress the farmers. They should be allowed to protest. You should hear their voice. And so sure enough, you know, the ambassador said, well, look at what Trudeau's doing now. He's he's such a hypocrite, you know.
Well, you know, I really like that video. Thank you. I saw it this morning and I sent it to Gerhard to play. So,
yeah.
Gerhard, do you want to play that? It's a minute long. It's a short one.
Yeah.
Indian ambassador to Canada.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I love that.
Der indische Botschafter, der hier etwas zu Trudeau sagt, also dass er Hypokrat ist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Gerhard. Thank you, Saskia, for translating. Only about a minute long, but it's a good one.
My favorite one of the morning.
Here we go. I think it was, the one. Yeah, we'll get it. It's there. Thank you, my friend.
Let me begin by saying that the Canadian Prime Minister, who tried to advise us on how to deal with the farmers' protests last year and swore that Canada will be there to defend the rights of peaceful protest, has run away from the truckers and others, even as we speak on the 30th of January, 2022. They are rallying against vaccine mandates, inflation, supply chain disruptions, etc. So the fellow who was trying to give us advice has actually gone into hiding. He has betrayed their trust. The saddest thing about betrayal is that it never comes from your enemies. It comes from those you have faith in. Some of the most poisonous people come disguised as friends and family. My motto has always been to protect the oppressed, even if he is my enemy. But I will never forgive the traitor, even if he is my friend.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? My goodness. Wow. My goodness.
Is there links that we can share?
So
we
naturally. Can this? I think I can dig it out here. Yeah, I can dig it out. Well, keep talking, John, and I'll find the link.
yeah, I gave you about maybe 12 this morning.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll find it here. I know it's there, so.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting standoff in Alberta. Now, there's also in Saskatchewan, hold on, maybe I should go about back to the federal level now. So over the weekend, Aaron O'Toole, who is the leader of the Conservative Party, which is the basically official opposition, he was voted down by his own party. And so I think the vote was something like 75-40. And so Aaron O'Toole is out. And the biggest problem with Aaron O'Toole was that he's supposed to be a conservative, but he kept on going further to the middle. And at no time ever did he ever speak out about the lockdown or anything like that. So he's just as guilty as Trudeau there. Like, he just basically abandoned his duty as opposition. And so he's out. And so now they have an interim leader who seems to be a little more vocal. It's going to be hard to see. It's hard to know how the Conservative Party, once they have another convention and choose the next leader, how they're going to act. But hopefully they'll be a lot better now and speak out against Trudeau. But anyways, I'm not really sure what to expect. I'm hoping for the best, but you never know. Now, in Saskatchewan, they've the premier there, his name is, I can't remember his first name. His last name is Moe. And they dropped all their mandates and all their restrictions right away.
Yeah, keep going, John. I'm getting this link now. So
yeah. So anyways, he said, okay, we're the devil's in the details, though, rescinding the restrictions, though. But he's going to allow businesses to discriminate based on medical status. So if a restaurant wants to discriminate against somebody who doesn't have a vaccine, then they are allowed to do that. So that was a little bit disingenuous of him. He should have been able to disallow any sort of business or company from discriminating against the unvaccinated. But I have a feeling, though, that will probably be challenged in court, because it's not constitutional. You know, you can't discriminate somebody on medical status. So I think things will eventually go to the courts again in Saskatchewan over some challenge to that.
Well, I can only see good things coming from all of this, my friends. And we just have to remain positive. The Galactics are helping us now. The Pleiadians, since 2018, Saskia, Gerhard, and John, have been beaming high energy vibrations to the planet. And since for the past 6 months or year, since the shot program came out, they've intensified their beaming, the higher energies. So now we're seeing people rise up. They are having an effect. And they cannot interfere directly. If we ask for help by putting our hand over our heart and asking for help, they will help us, I guarantee it. And they are helping us now. I've been asking for help for years, actually. but they've been held back by our free will. But now that we've, in our free will, we're taking the initiative to stand up to these tyrants, stand up to these Nazis, they're going to help now, and they're falling like a pack of cards. The white light is always stronger than the dark, and we're seeing that happen now. No matter what Trudeau does or whatever Biden does and the cabal here in the United States and other countries, they can't stop it. They absolutely cannot stop it. And as Winston Churchill said, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. We can stand up this, and the people will win, and I know they will. There's no reason to be afraid of these entities because they're losing. They've lost the war, and it's time for them to go. When we shift into 4D in August, a lot of these entities' negatives will just gone. They won't be able to handle them because the vibrations will be too high.
Okay.
So okay.
I'm going to translate it. Shortly, okay. In two sentences, okay?
Okay, all right, okay, that's fine. That's
fine. John hat ein bisschen kurz erklärt, was vor Ort so los ist und dass eben auch dort viel in Bewegung ist. Alberta, Saskatchewan war so ein Ort, den ich gar nicht aussprechen kann, wo eben bestimmte Dinge sich schon verändern, wo auch Menschen in hohen Positionen abgesetzt werden. Und ja, es läuft eigentlich alles in eine Richtung, nämlich in die Richtung des Lichts und das Dunkel, was immer mehr und mehr zurückweicht. Und seit 2018 senden uns die Plejade ja erhöhte Energien und seitdem stetig ansteigend. Und diese Energien führen natürlich auch dazu, dass Menschen erwachen, bewusster werden, anfangen, ja, über sich, über das nachzudenken, was wir hier erleben, Verantwortung zu übernehmen, Ängste abzulegen. Denn das Einzige, wovor wir Angst haben sollten, ist die Angst selbst. Und wenn wir erstmal verstanden haben, dass man vor nichts Angst haben braucht und erst recht nicht vor diesen Regierungen, dann, denke ich, geht der ganze Wandel noch schneller. Und diese Energien, die jetzt aufströmen auf die Erde, die helfen enorm und sorgen dafür, dass täglichst Menschen erwachen.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Gerhard, did you get that second interview? I sent you the one that's 55 or 57 minutes long with Dr. Merritt. I hope so. Okay, I can't hear. No sound, Gerhard, sorry.
Sorry. Do you mean the download or the link to the truckers protest?
Oh no, it's the download I sent okay. You. It's called SendGB.
Okay.
It's
okay. Let me see.
Okay, thanks. You should have received it about an hour ago according to them. Okay, thanks Gerhard. Thanks. Saskia, I have an idea on the interview. Since it's in English, she couldn't come on live today.
Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio. So
and I want to welcome and I want to thank Professor Lossel so much for inviting us.
That's the wrong one.
Is it yeah. Right?
Okay. It's not that one.
Not?
Nee, das nicht das. Nee.
Okay.
It's the other one I sent.
The last, I'm sorry.
The last one you sent.
Yeah, the last one I sent, okay. My friend. It should be there, I hope. Let me double check. I can check.
Okay, wait a minute.
I can check my...
Here we go.
Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I've got a fantastic and wonderful, good-hearted doctor friend on the for my guest today, Dr. Lee Merritt, coming to us all the way from Iowa. And I'm going to have to ask you, I didn't realize there was that much traffic in Iowa.
There's behind you. Traffic. Oh yeah behind cool. Me no that's the Ottawa trucking convoy. Mm-hmm. And I tried to find, interesting, you'll appreciate this, I think, because you like this kind of thing, so mm-hmm. I tried to find a picture because somebody said, isn't it funny that Justin Trudeau calls this convoy a fringe group when you can see it from the satellite imagery from space, you know, it's that big. Okay. They had, it was over 100 kilometers long. I had Patrick King on my show, to talk to him about it. And he was one of the leaders of there, but anyway, but when I tried to find the picture from space, when you went there, it had that 404 or 802.
Oh yeah, they took it down.
They've been taken. Yeah, they said it was taken down because of community
standards.
standards.
Yeah, those standards are borrowed from Adolf Hitler's regime in the 1930s.
Right. Now, what standard would say you shouldn't see a truck convoy from space? What does that violate? It's not really like pedophilia. Yeah. I mean, this is what are they talking about here? So I thought that was quite interesting that you couldn't see that. So this was the best I could do to get a picture of those guys.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you were talking before. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but the way some of the authorities are about ivermectin alternative treatments.
In my state, over 20 doctors apparently. At least we know 20 that got letters of concern that we were passing COVID disinformation and using. Prescribing and using non-FDA approved drugs to treat COVID. Now, they're obviously talking about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Right. So what has happened is that and this is the great state of Iowa. And what has happened is, besides before they got to threatening the doctors with their licenses,
right,
they had the big chain. This is all over the country. The big chains of pharmacies stopped giving out hydroxychloroquine. Then they stopped giving out ivermectin, but no problem. We could help people by calling private pharmacies, which we all should have used anyway, I think, and the compounding pharmacy. So then we started using that. But then they are now being either harassed or threatened. I don't know. I don't have a proof of who's doing it. It's kind of like the mob. You can't really go to the mob and say, are you extorting all the grocery stores in, you know, New York City? Because they say you're doing that and they don't want to sell us anything. And then the mob boss, what is he going to say? He's going to say, of course we wouldn't do that. And of course, nothing's on paper, but something is happening to even the independent pharmacies. Okay. So they don't want to give it out. So you're in a situation where you're in whatever state you're in, but especially, you know, big states. Like stop this it, just pause in Texas. It
now. And Saskia can give a little translation. Okay. Thank you, Saskia. Right.
Okay. So, also, mal kurz zusammengefasst. Dr. Emeritus hat man schon öfters in unserer Show. Der medizinische Rebell sozusagen, wie sie sich auch nennt. Sie hat im Hintergrund diese Kolonne, die Konvoi von den Truckern aus Kanada jetzt mit eingeblendet. Und was sie jetzt angesprochen hat, ist das Thema, wie dass eben die meisten nicht mit dem Richtigen behandelt wurden, was jetzt Covid angeht. Dass man eben Dinge wie Ivermectin und Hydrochloroquin verboten hat und dass selbst in herkömmlichen Apotheken das Zeug nicht mehr verkauft wurde. Und dort an dem Punkt sind wir jetzt, dass es eben denen untersagt wurde, diese Mittel, die heilen sind, zu verkaufen.
Okay. Now, Iowa's not as big as Texas, but still, people in the center of the state, they don't live on the border. They can't go across to Nebraska or South Dakota easily and get the medication. Right. They're stuck. And as I explained to my legislative guy, I said, you know, what would you guys in the state capitol do if I get the point about conscience, but what would you do if all of a sudden all the pharmacists in the state had a sudden conscience pang and wouldn't dispense the insulin that doctors are writing for?
Sure.
You know, because somebody was financially or you know, threatening them in other ways. What would you do? I mean, you're not going to let the people of your state die because they can't get insulin, but you're doing that with ivermectin.
Right.
The Brazilian study is so clear, 220 some thousand people, and the people that regularly took a prophylactic dose of ivermectin had zero hospitalizations and zero deaths.
Wow.
Okay, that's a big number. Okay. Right.